For the past year, Jordan and Italy have been convening expert meetings to respond to the growing threat from groups such as ISIL, whose fighters destroyed large parts of the Palmyra World Heritage Site in Syria last year. Aside from galvanising support, the protection campaign has focused on fighting illicit trafficking of archaeological objects as a source of terrorist financing. Mr. Judeh said most of the sites in Iraq and Syria were being attacked on religious and cultural grounds in an attempt to stamp out diversity.
Thousands of these places and sites and treasures are lost forever. We must act rapidly and forcefully at several levels. The complexity of this challenge we face today is new in its scale and its nature. The most important thing that we can do is to prevent other sites from being subjected to this kind of destruction.
He pointed to a milestone conference which took place in the Jordanian capital Amman earlier this month, designed to stop the destruction, looting and profiteering of ancient artefacts. The Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni signed an agreement in February with the UN cultural organisation UNESCO to establish a task force of cultural heritage experts who could deploy to areas affected by war. He told the meeting that the task force could take on a more robust UN role.
This protection of cultural heritage could be a crucial component of UN peace operation. In some areas, not in the area of total war, heritage is a way to preserve peace for future generations.
Also at the meeting in New York, UNESCO's Director General Irina Bokova voiced her support for the protection effort, saying it was drawing considerable support from young people, in line with the organization's Unite for Heritage campaign, launched in Baghdad 2 years ago.
If we want to pass a strong message for peace about why heritage matters, of instilling in young people a sense of respect to history, of respect to heritage, of respect to diversity. We need once again to double our efforts in order to unite for heritage.
The Heritage Protection Campaign is also being supported by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime and the International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol. Matthew Wells, United Nations.